This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, it's kind of all Florida all the time. Here at Root Central, as we stare at what's going on in the election down in Florida, all you see is blatant fraud, blatant fraud, blatant fraud. Breaking news, Florida Senate race between Bill Nelson and Republican Rick Scott heads to a hand recount. A hand recount. Can you explain to me what the hell that means? You're going to check every ballot hand by hand? Governor Rick Scott, by the way, they announced the results after the first machine recount, and Governor Rick Scott increased his lead over Senator Bill Nelson by 865 votes after the first recount, but a hand recount was triggered since Nelson and Scott were only separated by 0.15 percentage points. Democrats will not concede. They're going to fight to the bitter end. The race for Agriculture Commissioner also headed for a hand recount after the Democrats flipped that seat post-election, meaning we won it, Republicans won it, and then when all was said and done, on election night we won it, but we lost it after that. The first recount in the gubernatorial race showed Republican Ron DeSantis over the threshold for the gubernatorial race of a hand count and ahead of Democrat crook Andrew Gillum. However, Gillum is refusing to concede. Isn't it amazing how when Republicans win, Democrats refuse to concede and demand recounts and hand recounts, and they find boxes of ballots, and they make all kinds of claims. It's got to be about racism. It's got to be because we didn't have black people or Hispanic people vote. It's got to be because we're suppressing the vote. And that's not considered crazy or tinfoil hat or conspiracy theory. But when a Republican wins, not only are you allowed to ask a million questions if you're a Democrat, but you're allowed to find boxes of ballots and beat us the next day. Isn't that amazing how that works? And, you know, we're conspiracy theorists. They're never conspiracy theorists. Rick Scott wins the recount. He has 865 votes and calls on Democrat Bill Nelson to concede. This is despite the fact that Broward and Palm Beach counties added an extra 83,000 ballots to the race 3 days after the election. He still increased his lead by 865 votes. And he still won't concede Nelson. But Democrats don't call him a sore loser, do they? No. Now, far left Politico and CNN both say Democrat Bill Nelson can't win the Florida recount. He should concede. They're two enthusiastic cheerleaders for Democrats. And even they've come to the obvious conclusion, despite Nelson's PR efforts, despite his ongoing litigation, he cannot win. He holds a solid 12,000 vote lead over Nelson. And recounts do not flip the winner unless the difference is closer to 1,000. You could sue, you can count all the late arriving ballots, which shouldn't be counted. You can count all the spoiled ballots, count all the ballots that cannot be reasonably discerned. But 12,000 votes is still 12,000 votes. And Nelson is not going to win. The only hope Nelson has is what CNN describes as a miracle, which would be a massive tabulating error of some kind or a huge batch of ballots someone forgot to count or report. Politico even went further in doing the math. Basically, should Nelson win, every single lawsuit he's filed, should he win this legal royal flush, he would still come up short. And yet, he still hasn't conceded. Now, here's some of the crap that went on in Florida. Florida Democrats urged voters to submit absentee ballots after Election Day using altered forms. That attempts to add Democratic votes, which critics say is possible election fraud. Possible, yeah. It's alleged. Possible. Was reported Thursday morning by Anna Ceballos of the Naples Daily News, who notes the scheme has already been reported to federal prosecutors. She said a day after Florida's election left top state races too close to call. A Democratic Party leader directed staffers and volunteers to share altered election forms with voters to fix signature problems on absentee ballots after the state's deadline. The altered forms surfaced in Broward, Santa Rosa, Citrus, and Okaloosa counties and were reported to federal prosecutors to review for possible election fraud as Florida counties complete a required recount in three top races. So that's the governor, the senator, and the agriculture commissioner. But an email obtained by the USA Today Network, Florida shows Florida Democrats were organizing a broader statewide effort beyond those counties to give voters the altered forms to fix improper absentee ballots after the November 5th deadline. Democratic Party leaders provided staffers with copies of a form known as a cure affidavit that had been modified to include an inaccurate November 8th deadline. One Palm Beach Democrat said in an interview the idea was that voters fix and submit as many absentee ballots as possible with the altered forms in hopes of later including them in vote totals if a judge ruled such ballots were allowed. Isn't that what I... You know, it's so funny. That's exactly what I said. I must have, like, the perfect gut instinct or the perfect crystal ball. I wrote this in my commentaries. And a lot of what I wrote, by the way, certain newspapers and websites said, yeah, tone it back a little bit. We can't even let you say this. Because I said, they're sitting around with lawyers and volunteers in Democratic Party headquarters across Florida and across the country, and they're filling out ballots or correcting ballots. Isn't that amazing? I think it's amazing. I got it right. Matt Gaetz, the congressman, says Broward County refused GOP court orders to inspect election headquarters while they allowed Democrats inside. Matt Gaetz was the hero of Broward County this past weekend despite representing Northwest Florida. He stood with the voters of Florida and joined the protest outside of Broward County election headquarters. So you had a congressman standing there. He was there from Saturday well into the evening, Saturday afternoon well into the evening. On Saturday, he called on Governor Rick Scott to remove corrupt Broward County election supervisor Brenda Snipes after her attempt to steal the Florida Senate and governorship from Republicans. Scott went from an 80,000-vote lead on Election Day to 12,000 votes on Saturday. The Broward and Palm Beach County elections officials had manufactured enough ballots to cut his lead in the Florida Senate race by nearly 70,000 votes. On Saturday night, Broward County police removed Matt Gaetz from filming county officials secretly moving boxes in and out of Broward County election offices. Shame on the police. Wayne Root is the biggest fan in the world of police in general. But there are some corrupt cops out there, and they are Democrat corrupt cops, and they fight for a Democrat sheriff in Broward. Corrupt Democrat sheriff and the corrupt Democrats who run the election process in Broward, and those cops are out to protect them. Shame on you. Matt Gaetz was on TV the other day, and he said, when I showed up with a court order giving the Rick Scott team the ability to inspect what the world knew they were doing but didn't let us behind the gates, they allowed Democrats back and forth, but they excluded Republicans with court orders from being able to conduct legal oversight to make sure there were no shenanigans. Wow. And then an Obama-appointed Florida judge sides with Democrats on fixing ballot signatures. Judge Mark Walker, Obama-appointed federal judge Mark Walker, sided with Democrats on fixing ballot signatures. He was appointed by Obama in 2012. He sided with Democratic Senator Bill Nelson's campaign and gave voters till 5 p.m. Saturday to fix ballots that were initially rejected due to mismatched signatures. Just what I said they were doing to try and steal the election. There it is. Federal prosecutors in Florida have already discovered altered election documents on the forms used to fix the vote-by-mail ballots. Mismatched signatures, altered dates, and provisional ballots are all being used by Democrats in their recount efforts. It's a violation of state law to count ballots with irregularities such as mismatched signatures. However, Senator Marco Rubio reported Tuesday Democrat lawyers are actually arguing to change Florida laws to steal the elections. Florida law requires voter signatures on mail ballots match the signature of the voter, but Democratic lawyers are asking a judge to throw that law out and force Florida to count ballots with signatures that don't match the voter signature on file. Do you understand what's happening? Do you get it? How about this one? Democrats launched training sessions for 1,000 volunteer lawyers to manage recount and steal Florida. Democrats had produced tens of thousands of ballots several days after the election. Even worse, Broward County refused to disclose how many ballots they had left to tabulate, which allowed them to count however many they needed to bring Democrats within the range margin of a recount. Just what I said. I tried to say that in a specific newspaper column, and that was not accepted. They took that paragraph out, where I said all Democrats do is they wait to hear the vote total on election night, and if they're down by 20,000, they produce 25,000 new ballots. If they're down by 30, they produce 35,000 new ballots. If they're down by 80, they produce 90,000 new ballots. That's exactly what's going on. I called it. Well, Democrats have election day. Republicans have election day. Democrats enjoy election week or election month. 67 Florida counties have until 3 p.m. Thursday to finish their recount of the midterm ballots. Can you imagine? That's 10 days after the election. Palm Beach County was given extra days to finish their recount. Criminal investigations were launched against Broward and Palm Beach County election officials following the mysterious 80,000 votes that suddenly appeared 2 days after election day in Broward County. Sean Hannity told his audience he had information that evidence has been turned over to law enforcement on criminal activity in Broward County. I've been saying that since the day, since election night, literally. Democrats are organizing an army of lawyers to assist in the steal in Florida. Wow, there's a source in D.C. that sent this to a Gateway Pundit, one of my favorite websites. They said there's an ongoing conference call of 1,000 volunteer liberal lawyers being instructed on how to handle the manual recount tomorrow. Same training happening tomorrow, every hour on the hour. Thousands are volunteering, apparently. The question is, are Republicans organized? I'll tell you what. That's the question they ask in this article. My answer is, I know the answer. No. Quote me, Republicans are schmucks. All the leadership of the Republican Party in this country are schmucks. They should be taken to the woodshed and fired. Every single one of them. Schmucks run this country. Not Donald Trump, excluded. The President of the United States is wonderful. He's relentless. But almost every single person in America that runs the Republican Party, every county, every city, every state, schmucks. The federal debt is out of control. A stock market crisis is on the horizon. And there's a constant threat of terror attacks or even war. This is Wayne Allyn Root. And this is exactly why I invest in gold and silver. And you should too. To make it easy for you to get started, I've teamed up with the professionals at the U.S. Gold Bureau to offer the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investors Package. This exclusive set contains five different silver coins from major mints around the world. Order today and will also include a free silver American Eagle, fresh from the U.S. Mint. This portfolio has previously sold for more than $300, but it's available to our radio audience for only $99, which includes free shipping and 100% delivery insurance. Order now. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go online to usgoldbureau.com/root. usgoldbureau.com/root. Don't get left behind in the next financial crisis. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653 right now. And start protecting your assets before it's too late.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the man who loves the Second Amendment, and I'm the man who loves Christmas. How about if I combine the two? I've got the Christmas gift of the year for you. I just wrapped it to put it under my tree. Ho, ho, ho! I've owned so many guns. However, my new Rex pistol is my favorite gun of all time. Whether you're a competitive shooter, weekend warrior, or simply looking to protect and defend yourself and your family, you deserve a Rex pistol under your tree for Christmas. One of the key factors for me in deciding which pistol to choose was whether it would work every time in every situation. Rex firearms are amazingly reliable, as evidenced by the torture test done by Military Arms Channel. Rex Firearms, supported exclusively by my friends at Fine Group, offer many different options from duty to tactical to compact carry or competition. They have a pistol for you. Everyone should get a Rex for Christmas. Simply put, it's Wayne Root's gun of choice. Rex Firearms are available at your favorite local firearms dealer or through many online retailers, including k-var.com. That's k-var.com. Use promo code ROOT to get your free paddle holster from Rex, shipped with your gun. That's k-var.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
War now!
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Roots. War Now on USA Radio Network, and third hour, of course, as you know, is Newsmax TV, as it always is. Also want you to know the sponsor of this segment of the show is U.S. Gold Bureau. We love U.S. Gold Bureau because they sponsor both my national radio show and my national TV show. Great guys. They help hundreds of thousands of investors each year to learn about, buy, and sell precious metals. They're owned by the same company that operates the Texas Bullion Depository. So you know you can trust them. The state of Texas trusts them to run the Fort Knox of Texas. I've teamed up with the professionals at the U.S. Gold Bureau to create the Wayne Allen Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. This set includes 100 American Silver Eagle coins and uncirculated condition fresh from the U.S. Mint, all coins investment quality. You get the coins at actual dealer cost. They'll show you their invoice, which means you get them at wholesale, same price them. They don't make a penny on you. Then they send them via free shipping and 100% free delivery insurance. And you also get a bonus of a U.S. Mint storage box that holds 500 coins. Call U.S. Gold Bureau at 800-885-GOLD. How do you beat a deal like that? 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-4653, or go to usgoldbureau.com/root. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. And by the way, there is a way to beat a deal like that, because all you have to do is tell them about any other deal you've got involving silver, gold, precious metals, coins, rare coins, anywhere in the country, any coin store, any silver dealer, any gold dealer, any precious metals dealer, and they will meet or beat that deal. A story I wanted to read to you from Red State. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez already saying she's been being discriminated against in D.C. And she's being discriminated against by the Democrats, I guess. Newly minted congresswoman and professed socialist Angela Ocasio-Cortez just got to Washington. Already she's a victim. She says she's being discriminated against because she's a woman of color. Do you have any idea what it's like to be around a person like this woman? Do you have any idea? Oh, my God. If you talk to her, you'd have to watch every word, because anything you say, she'd go from being a sweet little thing to just smiling at you to all of a sudden turn into the Wicked Witch of the West, fly in on her broom and start screaming that you're a racist, you're a sexist, you hate me, you hate people of color, I hate you. She's like a little raging baby. According to Ocasio-Cortez, she attempted to try and attend a Democratic member's luncheon and was directed to the spouse's luncheon that was happening at the same time, and then she was mistaken for an intern. I think it's funny. Here's her own Twitter site, her own little tweet. Democratic spouse and member luncheon were at the same time today. I was sent to the spouse event. Last night I was stopped because it was assumed I was an intern. Next time, try believing women plus people of color when they talk about their experiences being a woman or a person of color. Wow. So this article says, if what she's saying is true actually did happen, then I highly doubt it. Anything to do with sexism or racism and everything to do with her youth. I don't think she needs to be reminded she's the youngest person ever to be elected to Congress and as such could easily be mistaken for a female staffer. Washington is generally the place where people are elected in their early 30s and up. The baby-faced Ocasio-Cortez fits the description of what many in Washington are used to seeing in terms of spouses or interns. That's not sexism or racism. It's just people adjusting to a presence not usually seen in Washington. She should have laughed it off, but instead she's fostering the narrative that racism and sexism are infesting every corner of the country. What's more, she's exposed her own hubris in assuming everyone knows who she is. Despite the media attention given to her, she's not exactly topping the public bill. The vast majority of this country still couldn't pick her out of a lineup if they tried. It's likely some poor security guard or staffer, not knowing who she is, stopped the congresswoman because her youthfulness and mannerisms look like every other young gun who comes to D.C. and becomes a staffer or an intern. And he tried to be helpful in directing her to where she needed to be. I sincerely doubt the person who interacted with her was being racist or sexist. I'm going to say this here and warn you that I'll likely be saying a lot more as time goes on. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez needs to get over herself. Yeah, it was a good article. I liked it. Who wrote this? Brandon Morse of Red State wrote this article. Interesting. Very interesting. And my buddy Chris, one of our listeners, who sends me lots and lots of interesting stuff, sent it to me. Thank you, Chris. And by the way, if you want to get a laugh for the day of how sick and mentally disturbed some liberals are. Wow. Nancy Pelosi gave a speech. I guess it was for Al Sharpton's organization. And she thanked Al Sharpton for saving the country. Wow. She closed off her speech before the party by thanking Al Sharpton for saving the country from Trump. She also used the phrase, take back America. Weren't we told that when Republicans say, take back America, it's a racist dog whistle? Wow. She wants to thank Al Sharpton for saving the country. I didn't need saving. Did any of you get saved by Al Sharpton? I didn't notice Al Sharpton saving any of us. He saved, I guess, Tawana Brawley, but I'm not sure about the rest of us.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
War now.
For you. USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
High-level U.S. and Canadian officials meet behind closed doors to focus on the strong alliance between the two countries. U.S. Secretary of State James Mattis following the meeting.
We are united in the North American Air Defense Command, where Canadian and U.S. fighters together guard the skies above North America and our 360 million people.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was asked to touch on the two Canadians that have been detained in China.
The unlawful detention of two Canadian citizens is unacceptable. They ought to be returned. The United States has stood for that, whether they're our citizens or citizens of other countries. We ask all nations of the world to treat other citizens properly, and the detention of these two Canadian citizens in China ought to end.
China is holding the two on suspicion of activities that it says endangers China's national security. According to Bloomberg News, President Donald Trump named Mick Mulvaney Director of Office of Management and Budget as his acting White House Chief of Staff. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's Kohl's Super Saturday. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100. Or take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Give joy with cozy sweaters, cuddled up sheets, or a diamond ring. And get joy with Kohl's Cash. Plus, snap a free picture in-store with Santa, Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 15 and 20% offers valid December 9th through 24th with promo code SNOWMAN. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4-plus years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Ah, 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 ah.
wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. I don't often recommend books on my show because I'm just a very busy guy, and I could barely find time to write a book, let alone read one, but have I got a great one to recommend to you, A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford. I'm from New York, you know. I believe in revenge and vengeance. With events ripped from the headlines of the peak moments of the Cold War, this book intertwines real places and events with supernatural evil and divine intervention, bringing both good and evil, seen and unseen, into modern times. This book pulls back the curtain to view the world in a whole new way, exposing the war between the light and the darkness playing out all around us. A Prayer of Vengeance is an action thriller full of suspense based upon powers of the Christian faith and what is possible if one believes. If you like The Da Vinci Code and Along Came a Spider, you will love A Prayer of Vengeance. This book gets my highest 5-star endorsement. Wainwright loves it. This book is the first book of the series, and I could hardly wait to read the next book author John Stafford has in store for us. A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford is available exclusively on Amazon.com. Go to Amazon.com now to get your copy of A Prayer of Vengeance or learn more about this book at PrayerofVengeance.com. PrayerofVengeance.com. And just in the nick of time, interestingly enough, we've got our guest here, and guess who it is? It's author John Stafford, author of A Prayer of Vengeance. Hey, John, how are you, man?
Hey, Wayne, it is a little snowy, rainy, and icy here in Dayton, Ohio. So we're getting the first start of the winter weather here. How's it out there?
You're getting global warming. That's what you're getting.
Well, you know, we all know what we think about global warming.
So. Exactly. So what made you, what inspired you is probably a better word, to write this Prayer of Vengeance series? Because you've got a series of books, right? What comes after A Prayer of Vengeance, by the way?
We have The Sword of Vengeance. The story and part of how this all happened was this was a story that I told around the campfire over the years. And finally, you know, at the urging of my wife, I put pen to paper and finally put the story down for others to read. And it's an interesting story, and it basically starts out that if you believe in angels, you must believe in demons, and that's the premise. And so within this book, especially on book one, you're going to read about the ugliness of evil within the story, but also there's true beauty, the grace of the angels, the glory of prayer, and the power of God. And it's based upon my experiences growing up in the Catholic faith, but really for any Christian that's out there, whether you're an evangelical or...
I know where you're going. Evangelical.
Yeah, well, you know. I'm from Ohio, so it's a little tough. But as far as no matter what part of the Christian faith you are, it's going to tell you about what's possible, you know, through God. And so I wanted to, you know, to write a book that showcased, you know, in a very real and visceral way, you know, what was possible.
And tell me about the places and events you reference in the book, because they seem so real. How do you achieve that?
Well, the story is based in Beaver Creek, Ohio in 1976. And in Beaver Creek, like in 1959, that's referenced in the book, there was a speeding train that hit a station wagon full of Girl Scouts, killing them all at a railroad crossing. And then it also, in the book, it references in 1964, where Wright-Patterson Air Force Base is just a hop, skip, and a jump from Beaver Creek. A B-52 bomber just fell from the sky at 35,000 feet and crashed into the back of the Beaver Creek High School and didn't kill anyone, which was, you know, at the time viewed a miracle in itself. So what we tried to do was, you know, when I wrote the book, was to weave actual location and events into a fictional story. And actually, I've had a lot of the readers send me emails and comments that they've spent almost as much time Googling the events within the book, trying to figure out where reality ends and fiction begins. So,
well, how would you classify the book? We're talking to John Stafford, author of A Prayer of Vengeance. How would you classify the book? It's almost like an action novel, but it's also a crime story. It's also a supernatural thriller. So which one is it?
Well, I would call it, you know, a thriller of a book that's filled with suspense and adventure. I think, you know, like what was in your ad for the book, and we really do appreciate you endorsing the book. If you like any of the James Patterson books or Dan Brown's book, The Da Vinci Code, you're going to love this book. And So, you know, it's a book, you know, of faith written for Christians and non-Christians, you know, and it has an important message. And unlike most Christian books that gloss over good and evil, you know, we don't do that. You know, the reader's going to hear the true voice of evil when they read this book, but they're also going to hear the voice of God. And the words written will ring true to almost everyone as far as their core beliefs in the Christian faith, as everything within the pages and in the book is possible if you believe.
And, you know, the first chapter is kind of, I guess you'd call it a conundrum, because this book is for the Christian audience, but the first chapter is very difficult to get through. It's filled with graphic language and extreme violence. And I'm wondering, as a writer, why'd you choose this over the usual Christian toned down approach to a novel?
Well, you know, that's a great question. And as a writer, it was an issue that, you know, when I was writing it, that I had to think about, you know, the language and the violence. You know, do I sanitize it or do I keep it as written? And I think what I decided as a writer was that the reader needed to truly experience the fear of evil, and both seen and unseen, and it had to be real, not sugar-coated. You know, it had to literally shake them by the collar when they read that chapter. And in the first chapter, it's going to happen to the reader. I mean, the evil's literally going to jump off the pages, and the words are going to become real to the reader. And it's going to shake them to their core, that first chapter. So by the end of the first chapter, you know, I wanted the readers to love. There's a character in the first chapter, and her name's Mary. She's called Mary 10-4. And I wanted them to love Mary 10-4 and then demand vengeance for what was done to her by the evil within the first chapter.
There was a reference in the book to the Rolling Stones song, Sympathy for the Devil. And it's kind of controversial. It's interesting. Can you touch on it for the listeners?
Oh, sure. You know, the song, when it first came out by the Rolling Stones, it was 1968, it came out on the Stones album, The Beggar's Banquet, and Jagger was singing from a personal narrative, and he was speaking as the devil, and talking about, you know, his role in the atrocities throughout history, and it made it oddly different than any other song being played on the radio, and that fact didn't go unnoticed to anyone. So across the country, the radio stations refused to play it. The southern radio stations were up in arms because they said it was, you know, satanic. They were devil worshipers. The Vatican, it even went to the Vatican, and they viewed it as an open attack against its teachings and an endorsement of the devil. But, you know, it was really something other than that. The song really caught the ear of the rebel youth of the 60s, and that song and that album rocketed to the top of the charts. And, you know, unlike most people, you know, even Jagger, he could never come up with an explanation how he came up with the song. But the song was really about warning the faithful, you know, that was broadcast all over the world. And my books in this series of books are kind of like the Rolling Stones song in that they're a warning that the beast walks amongst us. And so that's kind of what's going on with that song at that time. That was a warning. And unlike what everybody else was thinking. So it's an interesting parallel between the books and the song.
All right. We're talking to John Stafford. He's the author of Prayer of Vengeance. Great book, one that I've endorsed. I rarely get off the dime and endorse anybody's book. It's just not my thing. Just like Donald Trump never endorsed anybody's book. But Donald Trump made one exception. He endorsed my book, The Power of Relentless. And Wayne Root's making an exception. I'm endorsing A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford. I think a lot of readers will be surprised by the supernatural powers the main character is able to call upon. Without giving away any spoilers, can you touch on how the Prayer of Vengeance works and what it can do?
Well, the main character, Brady, within the book, he's been given powers that were based upon a promise that had been made by his oldest grandfather on the hill in Calvary during the crucifixion. And so that carries forward throughout the generations of the book and the character within the book. So it's an interesting parallel as far as what's going on. There's rules for that, you know, that he must follow when he calls the prayer of vengeance. Just to give you an idea, you know, when he calls the prayer of vengeance, it has to be said at the same spot that the light was called. Rule number two is there's a price for calling the light. Rule number three, the darkness hunts the light when it's called. And there's seven rules within the book, and I don't want to give them all away here to your listeners, but it's an interesting prospect as far as what he has to do to be able to call the light, as the book calls it.
All right, A Prayer of Vengeance, and particularly your next book, Sword of Vengeance, include events ripped right out of today's headlines. Without giving away any spoilers, talk about some of the topics you touch on that really speak to the state of the world today and will remind people about you know, how close this book is to reality.
Book one sets up the storyline for the other books within the series. The two books, you know, in particular were written over a year ago, yet, you know, when you read the books, you can see the war between good and evil playing out, you know, literally in the nightly news that we listen to every week. The books span the millennia, and they reveal events from a long time ago all the way through present time. And chapter one and book two, you know, starts out on a beach in Brazil, and it involves a notorious Nazi war criminal that had been hiding since World War II.
Hey, John, you know, when the music comes on, it means we're on the run, but it was great having you on. We appreciate A Prayer of Vengeance, Sword of Vengeance. The third book in the series will be coming out soon, too. Make sure everybody goes to Amazon.com. John Stafford, A Prayer of Vengeance, endorsed by Wayne Root. Thank you, John. God bless. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
It's Kohl's Super Saturday. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100, or take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Give joy with cozy sweaters, cuddle bed sheets, or a diamond ring. And get joy with Kohl's Cash. Plus, snap a free picture in-store with Santa, Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 15% and 20% offers valid December 9th through 24th with promo code SNOWMAN. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. SourceCon score total visits.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
War now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Can speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root back and live and in person. Today is Friday, and it's 3:52 West Coast time, so it's 6:52 on the East Coast. And if you were listening to the first 45 minutes or so of the show, it was a taped show because we had a problem with our Comrex connection, and I couldn't get on. We just fixed it, and I'm back on again. I'm live. Wayne Allen Root live and in person. My calling number, by the way, 833-WAR-TALK if you want to chat about everything going on in the world today. And, man, there's a lot of it. 833-WAR-TALK. They're after Trump. They're after him any way they can. They want to frame him. They want to frame everyone around him. We now know that. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. If you want to email me, it's WayneRoot@gmail.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com. If you want to find me at Twitter, it's @RealWayneRoot. @RealWayneRoot, R-E-A-L, like @RealDonaldTrump. I'm @RealWayneRoot. I'm your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior. And it's great to be back live on the air because I was twiddling my thumbs with nothing to do for the last few minutes. By the way, Synagenix is the sponsor of this segment of the show, and I want to thank Synagenix because with stress like that, you know, you turn 190 years old real quick, but I look remarkably good, and I feel remarkably good. Thank you, Synagenix. They are the global leader in age management medicine, i.e. healthy aging, i.e. defying aging, i.e. anti-aging, a proven scientific approach, custom-tailored to each individual. If you're looking for a Christmas present for yourself, because I think you'd get in trouble if you bought it for your wife, if you're looking for a Christmas present for yourself, how about the Christmas present of wiping away about 15 years of metabolic time on your life? You know, so you look 15 years younger. And I do look 15 years younger. I challenge you to watch my TV show in the third hour of this show. That's 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific. Tune in on Newsmax TV, Channel 349 DirecTV, Channel 216 Dish, many cable systems around the country. Tune in to Newsmax TV and see the Wayne Allen Root Show. And what you're going to find is Wayne Allen Root looking, I don't know, somewhere between 10 and 15 years younger and feeling great and lost a lot of weight and gained a lot of muscle and just feel fantastic. And all the blood tests, more importantly, show that every problem I had was reversed. So thank you, Synagenix. If you want the Wayne Root treatment, get yourself a Christmas present. The gift of youth, the gift of life, the gift of health. They are my fountain of youth, Synagenix is. For your free, no-obligation consultation, tell me you want the Wainwright treatment. Call 888-YOUNGER, 888-YOUNGER, and thank them for sponsoring the show, too. That's really cool of them. 888-YOUNGER, toll-free anywhere in the USA, or register at Synagenix.com, C-E-N-E-Genix, G-E-N-I-C-S, Synagenix.com, 888-YOUNGER. Thank you, Synagenix, for sponsoring the show. I will have a commentary coming out on Sunday's Las Vegas Review Journal, and of course my commentaries are syndicated all over these United States, and I will read it to you to begin hour number two. It's called Real News is Stranger Than Fiction. There's some wild you know what, some wild stuff running through the news media. Wait till you hear what I have to say about it. Real news is stranger than fiction. Whistleblowers today is the big news. Whistleblowers about the Clinton Foundation. They say it operated outside bounds of nonprofit and brokered money and pharmaceuticals. They also say Clinton Foundation whistleblowers testified operated as an unregistered foreign agent. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton today tells Americans, if you don't support Democrats, go somewhere else. That's pretty inclusive. Hillary Clinton has a message for Bernie Brothers and Democratic Socialists and other constituencies of the dirtbag left. If you have a problem with the Democrats' agenda, which, as Tucker Carlson explained in an interview last week, has shifted away from empowering working-class Americans to favoring globalism, militarism, and big business, then vote for somebody else. Demonstrating she clearly hasn't moved on from the embarrassment she suffered at the hands of Bernie Sanders, who nearly defeated her in the Democratic primary. And by the way, he did defeat her. She won by cheating, and no one seems to care, and no one seems to want to put her in prison for that. And all the people involved, Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Donna Brazile, they all cheated and gave the answers to the questions at debates, and they literally configured and conjiggered the Democratic primary to hand it to her illegally. But he almost defeated her. And Clinton lashed out during a recent interview at progressives who won't stop attacking Democrats from the left. She cited the abuse received by Kamala Harris as an example of why the left needs to be together and unify around whoever their party's pick may be. Some of my favorite Democrats, people like Kamala Harris, who's out there speaking up and speaking out and is being attacked by the left, enough. If you don't want to support Democrats, then go somewhere else. Her remarks are just the latest sign she has learned nothing from her historic electoral loss to Donald Trump. And that the DNC's mother knows best strategy, meaning Hillary's the mother of the Democratic Party, is stunningly out of touch with everyday Americans. Why shouldn't progressives support Clinton? Look at her many progressive accomplishments. Instigating a destructive civil war in Libya, glad handling with the Saudis, Russians, and other foreign powers under the auspices of the Clinton Foundation, and helping to deregulate the financial services industry in the years before the financial crisis, and generally promising to support free trade, corporate welfare, and a robust, muscular U.S. military presence around the world. So why wouldn't they? It's not like disillusioned Democrats don't have anywhere else to turn. Oh, yeah, they don't. So when we get back, I'll read you my commentary. Real news is stranger than fiction. And we'll talk about all the testimony today with those Clinton Foundation whistleblowers yesterday and today. And then the Mueller team scrubs Peter Strzok's text before giving the phone, cell phone over to the Inspector General. The FBI disobeys the judge and submits the 302 summaries he demanded for the Flynn interview. Not the ones they took originally, but the ones from 6 months later. And the FBI agents involved did not believe Flynn was lying. Mueller did not release the original Flynn 302 forms now. He released them from 6 months after the interview. Why? Did he change everything that was said in the interview? Of course he did. Biggest criminal ever, McCabe and Mueller. There they are.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit wolfhillammo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. wolfhillammo.com.